This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And very pleased to see in the studio Christine Cousins, of course, the state member for Geelong. Christine, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming in and probably fighting your way through the traffic to make it in. It's a bit chaotic at this time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. There's plenty of cars out on the road.
Yeah, that's right. But the bushfires, obviously, that we saw over the course of the weekend in some areas of the state, of course, still struggling to get things under control. Again, just a reminder that we need to monitor those alerts and keep safe over the Christmas period.
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, my thoughts are with those families and who have lost their homes. It's pretty tragic circumstances for them, and hopefully that's the last we'll see this summer. But we all need to be very aware of what the possibilities are. We've seen it happen before. You know, the CFA are warning us about the severe dangers that are there. So it's just about being mindful, and particularly for travellers going through, you know, fire-prone areas, just to be wary of what they're doing.
Now, this time of year caps off the first year of the Andrews government. What have been some of the highlights for you?
I think winning the election was the major highlight.
Probably, yes, that sounds fair enough.
Yeah, all very exciting. Look, I've absolutely loved this past 12 months. My office has worked really hard, so all credit to them for the work that they've done. And finding our feet over the you know, first 12 months has been a bit of a challenge, but we've got there. There's many, many highlights. I think my maiden speech inaugural speech, as we call it these days, in Parliament was, you know, pretty significant for me. And then just, you know, moving around the electorate of Geelong, finding out what the issues are, helping out constituents. So there's lots of work we do that you don't hear a lot about, but that's a big part of our role, is sorting things out for constituents and addressing some of the issues that they have.
Are there particular issues that have been recurring from the constituents this year in terms of things they want sorted out?
I wouldn't say there's anything specific. I suppose, you know, they're the broader issues, such as the public transport, you know, our bus services and improving them, and certainly our rail services. But generally speaking, people have all sorts of issues they need help with, you know, particularly around housing, people with disabilities, those sorts of things, people struggling to make ends meet, you know, and just generally chatting to people about what the key issues are and what we can do to address some of those.
Now, I think probably one of the biggest issues has been council rates. That does tend to get people talking. What's happening in terms of trying to cap those at inflation? Because I know, for example, in Geelong, they went up by about 5.6% this year.
Yeah, I mean, rate capping was one of our election commitments, and we've kept to that. We passed legislation through the Parliament this year, which comes into effect in the new year. So I think, you know, it's about addressing the issues for particularly low-income people that can't afford to have continual rate rises that are so extreme that, you know, they can't put food on the table. And, you know, I see a lot of that. But I think also councils need to be mindful about wasteful spending, as people would see it, and, you know, really thinking about what that money's spent on.
So does that mean that next year the rate rise will be just at inflation or less?
That's right.
Well, that's a fantastic result for people.
It is.
Yes, and obviously much needed relief. But, of course, the other issue with council has been the investigation into the Geelong Council. What's the update there?
Well, I mean, the Commission of Inquiry starts in the first week in January. They have a deadline of the end of March to put their recommendations to the Minister. So, you know, I think we just need to let that run its course. The commissioners will determine, you know, what the issues are, if any, and make that report. So, you know, really, we need to wait to see what happens at the end of March when they put in their report.
And I think the big thing as well is, of course, that council elections are coming up next year. So that could see a massive change in how it all works.
Well, it may be. At the moment, there's the review of the Local Government Act that's underway, or it's, I think, submission closed this week.
Yep.
And that's about the actual structure of councils as well. you know, whether we stick to the 12 wards or whether we do something different. So, and also under the Act, the Minister is reviewing the directly elected mayor. So there's a number of changes that may occur next year. So we'll wait and see how all that goes as well.
And obviously we've talked at length about the directly elected mayor and perhaps that the role needs to be a bit more clearly defined. But what about the 12 wards concept? Do you think that reducing those down and perhaps having multiple councillors per ward could be a more viable option?
Well, you know, I've spoken to a lot of constituents about this very question, and the feedback I'm getting is people are happy with the 12 ward model. They don't want to see that changed. There are varying views about the directly elected mayor and how that rolls out. Personally, and I'm on record as saying I don't support the directly elected mayor. I don't think Geelong needs that sort of structure. I think we need to improve our council structure, but I certainly don't support a directly elected mayor as such.
And that would be just determined by the council as the deputy mayor is?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Now, what about the transport links to Melbourne? We've seen some progress on the Western Distributor concept. Tell us about that.
Well, that's all moving along at the moment. So, you know, I'm really pleased that we're actually moving on that, because that will help ease the traffic getting into Melbourne. And anybody that travels to Melbourne knows what a nightmare that can be. So that's an exciting project that's going to start moving ahead, so very pleased about that.
Do we have all the funding needed for that, or are we waiting on federal funding, or what's happening there?
Well, obviously the Premier's been negotiating with the Prime Minister on, you know, what funds need to be made available, and my understanding those talks have been going quite well, so we'll see what comes out of that. But, you know, all in all, I think things are going very well in terms of that distributor.
And another point about transport and the public transport has been the connectivity on trains, and there are steps being taken about that.
Yes, yes. There's when we introduced the changes, we committed to a review and a range of consultations with stakeholders and most certainly consumers of the rail system. So all that's being put together at the moment and looking at where the changes need to be made, if any. And, you know, the feedback I'm getting is that the rail system has improved dramatically. There's still some issues around overcrowding, but they will start to be addressed throughout next year as we have the new rolling stock come on board.
And what about the issue of Wi-Fi on trains? The last government said, oh, we funded it, and they're criticising you guys for perhaps not going ahead.
Well, that is going ahead. Is so, it? Yes. So, most definitely.
And, of course, another thing about transport is the whole Uber situation. Obviously, action's been taken in New South Wales, and there was an article in the Herald Sun yesterday about the possible submission and how the model might work. So is that something that the government is keen on doing, making sure that we can legalise Uber?
Look, I think the minister's taken a lot of time to look at how it might fit in, and not jumping into doing something because other states have done it. We want to make sure it's done right. We have our own taxi industry to consider in all of this. And, you know, I take on board the taxi industry's concerns about the cost factor to them as compared to what Uber's doing. So there are some issues that need to be sorted out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll see some movement on that in the new year.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What are you looking forward to doing in 2016?
Well, moving on with our election commitments, obviously, looking at what other things need to happen in Geelong in terms of the next state budget in May. So there's lots and lots of possibilities for Geelong, and I've certainly been speaking to ministers and the Premier about what we can do to continue to put money into Geelong in terms of infrastructure, which of course then creates jobs. So that's still a prime focus of mine at the moment.
Well, thank you so much for your involvement in the program throughout the year. Really appreciate it, and have a fantastic Christmas.
You too, and everybody out there, I wish you a safe and happy Christmas and New Year, and I look forward to being back in the new year.
Thank you very much, Chris. Christine Cousins there, the state member for Geelong. We'll go to a break. Coming up next, we'll be looking in more depth at the issue of bushfires. We'll be joined by an expert in the field, Dr. Trent Penman from the University of Melbourne.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.